All right, good morning, Humboldt, and welcome to my favorite day of the week. As everybody at the hospital knows, Your Care, Our Mission, presented to you by Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and those of us here at 97.7 The Bolt. I have grown to love this program, and with us this morning is Dr. Benjamin Paul, who I know personally as a doctor and can vouch for him. He's okay with me. Dr. Paul, how are you today?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking, sir. What do you do there at the hospital?
Well, I work at the clinic, the Unity Point Clinic, and do family medicine. So we see people, they say womb to tomb, but I don't see the babies anymore in the womb. But everyone else that we see, anyone who needs health care and comes in the door.
Okay, fantastic. And just for transparency, I am a patient there. That's how I know Dr. Paul. So when I tell you I can vouch for him, I'm speaking from my heart there. He's done a heck of a job treating me so far. And I understand that I can be a handful, so congratulations.
I have two hands.
That's right. Now, we are going to talk today, you told me, Dr. Paul, about something that I don't think many people put a lot of thought into, but it's kind of a naturally occurring thing in a lot of people, I guess, and that is seasonal depression.
Yeah, Bill, with the changes in the seasons, the more dark hours, everyone has a bit of seasonal depression. I thought it'd be a good topic to talk about today.
Sure, yeah. I'm assuming it would start this time of year, like we were talking off air with the change in the daylight times and everything, but is there anyone more prone to it than other people may be?
It's definitely related to the light. There's some thought of that it's a type of hibernation that we have because the light changes the melatonin levels you have, and that's one of the things that triggers hibernation in animals. The people who are more prone to having issues with it or having actual like a disorder would be people who are already having depression issues before the season changes.
Okay. That makes perfect sense. Now, what are some signs that folks who may not be familiar with depression in general, what are some signs that you're being affected by this seasonal change?
The signs of it would be the same as other major depressive disorders. So loss of interest in doing things that you used to enjoy, eating more or less, feeling more fatigued or loss of energy, not wanting to do things with other people, feeling hopeless. Most severe would be suicidal thoughts or thoughts of hurting yourself. More specifically for seasonal, you'll see more of that craving carbs, wanting to sleep more than usual, and those kind of things.
Okay. Now, I know for depression there are treatments, but seasonal depression, is there any way to treat that effectively?
There are several ways. I'd say probably the best way would be to do changing your lifestyle that we know are protective against depression. So that would be daily exercise, meditation, mindfulness, prayer, working on your social interactions, being involved in your family or being in community groups or churches. Maybe the best treatment could be coming to the clinic and paying your copay. That always makes me feel better.
No, wait, that's treatment for your seasonal depression.
There's a few other things you could do at home. One thing with this thought of it being related to the darkness is called light therapy. That is where they have certain lights that you can get on Amazon, but they're lights that you use early in the morning when you wake up to either stimulate your brain to think of the daylights, the sun rising earlier, or giving you that more light in your eyes to work on your mind.
Now, I've seen something that I guess is similar to what you're saying, and it, what I've read, Doctor, is it kind of triggers the natural cycles?
Yes. Yep. So it works on those connections in your brain with the serotonin or the melatonin that gives you back into that daylight hour kind of mindset.
Now, see, that answers a question I've always wondered. I've always wondered if that was legitimate, and you're the first medical professional I've ever heard mention that.
Yeah, there's more research going into it. I wouldn't say that it's something that's well used or known.
Yeah, probably should be if it's a good thing. Now, would that be, let me step out here and try to be impressive, and if I'm wrong, I'll apologize, but would that have anything to do with the circadian rhythm?
Yes.
Ha!
It's really fascinating. I would love to talk more about it, but we see so many changes with the circadian rhythm and when you're awake and when you're asleep. Even with daylight savings time, we see more strokes and more pneumonia.
Really?
Even that shift in that 1 hour of sleep.
Wow.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I've done a lot of reading on that because you're right, it's just a fascinating subject. And of course, I, with no medical understanding, I have to read the basics, but that topic is just mind-blowing. It's amazing, and I think you and I have talked in the clinic before, but it's amazing what your body can and will do if you just allow it to.
Right, if you cooperate with it rather than fighting against it.
Exactly. Now, with the seasonal depression, is there, as we see the season changing and as we see things coming down the road, are there things to do to prepare yourself as a prevention rather than a treatment once it started?
Mm-hmm. It would be kind of those same things that you can implement in your daily life.
Okay.
Exercise and meditation, and that would be the best way to protect yourself. If you are prone to depression already and it gets severe enough where you need to come to the clinic and seek a provider, I thought you'd get a kick out of this. It's called seasonal affective disorder, or SAD for short. So, SAD syndrome.
Now, did you come up with that?
I did not come up with that. But in those instances, those are when we use the same medications for depression.
Sure.
They're called SSRIs, or you might know the Zoloft or the Prozac or those kind of medications.
Yep. Unfortunately, I do. Another interesting topic there. It's so many things that people should be reading about. So seasonal depression, and I've heard a lot of people say, oh, that's just hogwash. There's no such thing. Dr. Paul, that is a very real thing and can lead to very bad results if we aren't cautious and take care of that.
True.
All right. Well, Dr. Paul, as always, when I talk to you, it has been a pleasure and educational. And I tell Marty and every guest that comes on, you folks are welcome on my morning show anytime you'd like to be here.
Oh, great. Well, if anyone wants to get more information on it or talk to me further about it, they can find me at the clinic. The number there is 515-332-2015.
You answered my next question. And I know you guys have a website through Unity Point.
We do.
I believe if you're hunting, I think I can jump in. I think it is unitypoint.org, I believe.
I think so, too,
yep.
But I wasn't confident.
I know. I'm the same way. Don't feel bad. I know that because I check my messages and look at my chart there. So,
and Google.
That's right. Google Unity Point. And by the way, folks, if you deal with Unity Point, I highly recommend the little My Chart function. It's an amazing thing. Amazing thing. Dr. Paul, we appreciate it, and I tell everybody that comes on the little program with us here, thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you. Thanks for letting me be on the program.
Oh, anytime, doctor, and I will see you soon, and I wish you a good day.
You too.
All right, and that has been Your Care, Our Mission, and that's sponsored, of course, by Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and brought to you by 97.7 The Bolt. And we'll be back next Tuesday morning with another great educational, informative, and entertaining guest, and I'll be back right after this.